This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, he's done it all year. I don't know if we knew what to expect, but this guy's an MVP in Japan. He's a Cy Young Award winner in Japan. He's been incredible there. So I think now as we kind of see it here, it makes sense. You know, it's not the normal 95 to 98 that you see from some of these guys. It's just outstanding command. It's a split. It's 5 or 6 pitches. It's absolutely zero fear. It's a really calm heart. Nothing speeds up on the guy. It kind of makes sense seeing it.
It's Tony Manzalino, Skipper, talking about Tomoyuki Sugano. He threw 7 innings last night. He hung a ball to Roddy Tellez, who hit it for home run. Beyond that, he was excellent. 5 hits, just 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 1 earned run. Quite frankly, at only 90 pitches, I wouldn't have been opposed to sending him out for the 8th one. I think it was 8-9-1 coming up in the 8th inning. But alas, he goes 7 and puts the Orioles once again in a position to win a game that they did win. He's now 5-3. The ERA is 3.04.
Yeah, his last 9 starts, 2.84 ERA, 35 strikeouts, which isn't a lot, but just 6 walks. And look, he's allowed 10 home runs in those 9 games. That's really the only way they're scoring on him is the solo shot here or there. And thankfully, they are solo shots because he's not walking anybody. And it was interesting hearing Manzalino talk about his slow heart rate. And I believe that, but we can all remember the first 3 starts or so where it was anything but that. So he's certainly more comfortable in his own skin. And there were certain metrics, and we're far enough into this season now that I think you can look at him. There were certain metrics where if he was going to be effective in the major leagues, then his walk rate, the sort of total value of his off-speed pitches, because we know the fastball is going to be hittable. His command was going to have to be impeccable. Tomo Sugano is in the 99th percentile of all major league pitchers in off-speed run value. Like, that's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
He's in the 95th percentile in walk rate. He's in the 71st percentile in hard hit rate. He doesn't get whiffs and strikeouts. I understand that. We all understand that. But what he gets is soft contact off of guys chasing outside the zone.
He knows how to pitch.
The chase rate is 82%. That's elite. Now, again, it doesn't manifest itself in strikeouts. He's in the 3rd percentile in strikeouts, 7th percentile in swing and miss. But it's guys off their heels in protect mode who pop up or hit ground balls that turn in to double plays. You'd love to see him cut down on the home run ball a little bit. But he's every bit a number 2.5 starter in Major League Baseball for me. I can't say he's a 1 or 2 because I think in this day and age, you need to have wipeout pitch to be that guy.
He's a high-end 3, though.
Yeah, I said 2.5.
He's not that dominant, overpowering guy, but what he is extremely effective. Every single time he goes out there, you know you have a chance to win. 11 of his 12 starts, he's allowed 3 earned runs or fewer, and you bring up the home run ball, and that, of course, has been an issue, but you look at his numbers with runners in scoring position. Just a 190 batting average, Ken.
And those, that's not good.
That's That's good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great for him.
Yeah, not good for the hitters.
Not good for the other guys.
Yeah.
424 OPS. That's... So it really is home run or bust off Sugano. And when they have happened, more often than not, they've been a solo shot, so they haven't been detrimental.
So he's been really good. Mike Elias had an atrocious offseason. He got this one thing right.
Yes, he did.
But now the GM's got to be talking to teams about dealing this guy, this cat, right? Like, he's got value for good teams. It's a one-year deal. I know fans fall in love with names, and this guy's been one of the few good stories they got, but he's also one of the guys they got that has value, and you're trying to reset this thing for next year, aren't you?
I think he is someone they need to start marketing, because what makes him so attractive is he has that experience in Japan at pitching at the highest level and representing his country and pitching in, you know, the Japanese World Series and all that. I think he's gotten the jitters out of his system and he's comfortable in Major League Baseball. And who couldn't use him at this price point? Like, he's a great luxury item for a team with a truly elite rotation. But, like, you don't think the Tampa Bay Rays would look at this guy and be like, this guy might help put us over the top? Like, if Arizona decides we want to stay in this thing and we lost Corbin Burns and Eduardo hasn't come back, and they could trade Zach Gallen, get a whole bunch for Zach Gallen, and then trade a little bit for Sagan.
Yes.
Like, I think if you think creatively, you can market him to anybody. The Dodgers on paper have great pitching. The Dodgers in the real world are running out of pitchers, and nobody loves Japanese pitchers more than them.
Ding.
And Kershaw looked good last night until he didn't. And Dustin May always looks really good until he doesn't. And when does the other shoe drop on him? And can they stretch Gosselin out? And now there's been another setback with Tyler Glass now. And so...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, I think it runs the gamut from Yankees, Dodgers, teams at the top end where, I mean, if maybe Luis Hill doesn't come back. Like, Rodon looks really good right
now.
He does. Fried looks insane. Yeah. But with the pitching that they've lost, you're going to tell me the Yankee, and this guy's pitching in, he's already pitched in Yankee Stadium, and this guy's pitching in the division, like, by the time we get there. So I think he runs the gamut of teams on the fringe that want to sell hope to their clubhouse and sell a little hope to their fan base that were kind of going for it. All the way up to the Dodgers, who I think could use him.
And they, as you said, they love Japanese players, and he would fit right in that clubhouse.
Yeah, he could help anybody. I think it's a
any contender. Yeah,
yeah. I think it's a no-brainer. But I do go back, and we just had Kenny on Rosenthal the other day when he had that blurb in The Athletic a couple weeks back, how he kind of thought that, okay, you're trying to establish a place in the Japanese market, and then you trade Sugano. I didn't really get that.
You trade him to the Dodgers? You think he's holding it against you? Now, you trade him to the Rays in a double-A ballpark, that might be a different story.
Sure.
But, like, you send him to the Yankees?
You think
he's going to be mad at you?
I was surprised when Kenny put that in his piece.
Wait a minute. I could have Ohtani and those guys score 7 runs a game for me, or I could, you know what I mean? I could stay here. Like, I wouldn't be worried about that. And the other guy who's got to go is O'Hearn. And I'm seeing a lot of stuff out there about, oh, he's the heart and soul of the team. The most fraudulent team in Major League Baseball. He's the heart and soul of what? Like, if you're a real franchise, go to O'Hearn and say, bro, you got a 1,000 OPS and you're batting 350. We got to get you out of here. But listen, we've learned our lesson. We're going to bring you back next year. We're going to have other real leaders around you. We're going to have a real Major League roster, right? We're not going to just give away the first 2 months of the season. And you're going to want to be here. And we're going to learn from letting guys walk. And we're going to bring you back. But you go try to get a ring. Let us get somebody who's going to help us win next year for you. And we'll see you at the winter meetings. That's what a real GM would do.
They did it with Mike Bordick.
Well, they didn't. They haven't done anything.
Not them, but I'm saying the org.
The Yankees did it with Chapman. Yep. It happens.
Yeah, the Yankees traded Chapman to the Cubs. He wins the World Series with the Cubs, comes right back to the Yankees.
So, like, no. Whatever leadership you think he's going to give you in this 72 or 75, whatever it ends up being, win season, stop. They've been a fractured clubhouse for a calendar year. What are you telling me Ryan O'Hearn's fixing? Ryan O'Hearn's playing the best baseball of his life. He's playing a position where you need to find out about more kids like Mayo, like Heston on the right side of your infield. And you'd be selling high on somebody. Finally, you've never sold high on anybody.
Yeah,
you didn't sell high on Mancini. You didn't sell high on Hayes.
To an extent, I get where fans are coming from because they fall in love with the guy on the back of the jersey. But the reality is, this thing was so bleeped up this offseason, and if they have any hope to reset for next year and add some organizational depth to, quite frankly, a team that doesn't have a lot of organizational depth, you have to flip this
guy. To the people who like sign him to an extension, who the hell agent on the planet would even talk to the Orioles? I got a chance to go into free agency, maybe the number three hitter in the American League in OPS, and I'm going to sign up to just talk to the Orioles now? That ship has sailed. If it was a team option, you'd have more flexibility. But it's a mutual option, and he's out because he's balling out. So you need to sell high on him balling out. That's it. That's not a discussion. It's not open to debate. That's what a real front office would do, and it needs to happen.
We'll get to the Ravens coming up next. The Nnamdi Batabike, he had a monster year 2 years ago. Last year, he was okay. What about him this year? And PFF ranked their interior D linemen, and they had an interesting ranking for Nnamdi Batabike. Are we thinking this is too high, too low, just right? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.